My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bottom line is Deion Sanders has an issue with CBS. It's probably not a valid issue. I guess Zach Gelb got blown off by Deion Sanders because CBS Sports Radio used to be called CBS Sports Radio.
It's not now, yeah. It says Deion Sanders may be the Big 12's top entertainer, but year two at Colorado will test his coaching chops.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that it?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, that maybe that has something to do with it, too. That the only reason I brought up that article is that's quoted. That article is quoted in a New York Post article.
Oh, I see. Okay.
About Deion Sanders hinting at reason for feud with CBS. So, it could be a combination. Who knows?
Well, listen, all you have to do is win. If you win, and, you know, he's got one of the best quarterbacks in college football, and he's got his two sons playing for him, and he certainly is a promoter. And like I said, at Jackson State, he did a great job. And he did everything that he was supposed to do there and more, for that matter, and put the that school on the map. And, you know, you got to win. And if he wins, then his way of doing things is going to be accepted. If he continues to lose, he'll end up losing his job.
Yeah, and that's the way it works for everybody. Sanders worked. This is also from the New York Post article. Sanders worked for CBS from 2002 to 2004 on the NFL Today. You know anything about that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know something about that. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's when I got there.
Mm-hmm. You and Deion, you've talked about, didn't always see eye to eye, right?
No, but that was fine. You know, he had a different perspective from mine, and he was defense. I was offense. He was white. He was black. I was white. You know, I mean, there were so many things about us that were so different from each other.
Yeah.
But we both love ball, and we both love talking about it.
Yeah, right. But, like, for example, you and Bart Scott, same stuff. You got along with him.
I love him.
Right.
Yes.
It's just something about Deion.
Shannon Sharp, too.
Yeah, but Shannon Sharp was offense. I was trying to pick another defensive player.
Yeah.
But I think it was more your personalities that didn't mesh, not so much your resume of who you were.
Our biggest beef that I remember was when he was talking about Michael Vick and Dan Reeves and how he didn't believe that an older white coach could handle a young black player like Michael Vick.
Okay.
But when you asked Michael Vick about Dan Reeves and how impactful he was in his career, it's totally opposite of what Deion thought at that time.
Sure.
So he wanted to fire Dan Reeves from the Falcons, which is fine. You can say that. I don't have a problem with that. But who did you want to replace him? Like, this is in the middle of the season. So if you're going to say fire Dan Reeves, which is fine, who are you replacing him with? Who do you think should be coaching the Falcons?
Did he say him?
And he said himself.
Right, yeah.
And then I said, you don't make our meetings. How are you going to make their meetings? And he didn't like it.
Was that on the air?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He didn't like that. So then,
man.
Then we...
Did people... That's a good line. Did people laugh?
I did.
Well, of course you did.
I think Dan Marino kind of was like feeling a little itchy.
You know what I'm saying? Uncomfortable?
It was a little uncomfortable, yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.